Thousands of Pakistani police were on high alert in Lahore on Wednesday ahead of the funeral for Punjab's provincial governor, Salam Taseer. Taseer was assassinated by one of his security guards on Tuesday in Islamabad because of his opposition to the nation's controversial blasphemy law. The governor had also requested a pardon for Asia Bibi, the Christian mother of five sentenced to death under the law. A group of 500 moderate Pakistani religious scholars have warned that anyone who expresses grief over the assassination could suffer the same fate, saying that those who oppose the blasphemy law should learn a lesson from Taseer's death. Shahbaz Bhatti is the federal minister for minorities and a member of the Pakistan People's Party. He spoke with us about the repercussions of the assassination.
I think that the assassination of the governor of Punjab created fear among all those people who stand for truth, who stand against extremism, who stand against the intolerance, who stand against the violence, and who stand against those blasphemy laws. But I believe that this cowardly act of violence cannot create fear and cannot stop us from raising the voice for justice and raising the voice for the protection of minority and innocent people of Pakistan.
How about the possible repeal of the blasphemy law? Is this possible, considering the political climate?
I think that it is difficult, but the misuse of blasphemy law, we are pursuing that the people should realize after this that this murder is a result of the instigation by the religious fanatics who use, again, a blasphemy law to instigate the public for violence. So I think this law needs to be revisited and needs to be reviewed to stop the misuse of blasphemy law. However, the other side, the religious extremists, they are saying very clearly that they will not tolerate any single amendment in this law.
At what point do we stand at right now with this law? What are the next steps? What other hurdles does it have to overcome?
I think that this is just under discussion among people of different section of society. And these type of incident clearly expose that how the extremists are using these opportunities.
Of course, Pakistan is very important to keeping peace in the region, of course, with neighboring Afghanistan and the fight against extremism there. How important is it that we do not let radicalism take control in Pakistan?
It is very important because the founding father of Pakistan have a clear vision for the progressive, enlightened, modern Pakistan. And these extremists want to destabilize Pakistan, want to create anarchy in the country, want to destabilize the economy, want to create a culture of fear. And it is important that everybody should stand up against the forces of violence, against these extremists who are hell-bent to impose their own agenda. And that's why it is important that the people who believe the vision of the founding father, they should stand against those forces who are preaching for terrorism, preaching for extremism, and preaching for intolerance.
Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that the Governor Taseer was a vocal and bold and courageous man, and he raised the voice for the minorities and women. He took a principal stand against the blasphemy law, and he also pleaded to get justice for Asia Bibi. So his murder is a result of instigation. And I said that those people who issued the religious decree and the call for the killing of Salman Taseer, they should also be investigated and arrested.